There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are in France. Which means Tubi is more popular than cigarettes for breakfast. It's more popular than considering iced coffee a total abomination. More popular than loving political revolutions. More popular than mère and mère somehow being different words. Tubi, it's more popular than being French. See you in there.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's up, my brothers? It is back once again for Believe in Pitt. I didn't want to do that, but I see that everywhere. What's up, my brothers? I can't stop. I don't even watch Sketch. I just keep seeing that every time I go on Twitter.
I'm not even going to hold you. Sketch has been blowing up on everything. I see him on TikTok. I see him on YouTube. I see him on Twitch. I see him. That guy knows what he's doing, brother, for sure.
He does. He knows how to market himself. It's Nick
Tuesday,
Henry.
Tuesday.
Nick and Zay back at you again, ready to break down another week of Pitt football. And in the last 48 hours, I won't say the word that's actually in the phrase, but crap has hit the fan to some extent. We're going to break all that down, some of these big names entering the transfer portal. We'll go over a few stats from the spring game, and then we will send you on your merry way with a reminder to brush your teeth. But I'll save that for a little bit later. But Zay, how you doing, my friend?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Laberg, the city sports scene like you've never seen before, from touchdowns to slam dunking to home runs to, whatever. I got to bring the energy. So grab your, your beer, kick back your favorite terrible towel, and then you know what I'm saying? Get excited for the Pittsburgh buzz. I'm sorry. I had to bring up the mood a little bit, Nick. I had to get the people, get them going throughout their day, they're listening to. So, it might be a little antsy with the Pittsburgh football team, but at the same time, we got to bring that energy. So what's going on, my man? Nick.
Not much, man. I grilled some really good pork chops before we recorded. I'm well fed. Oh, and now we're going to bring the mood down, talking about all these guys leaving. But you know what? If there's any way we can make it through with a positive attitude, I think we'll find a way, like that Drake and Josh theme song growing up.
Yay! Find a way.
But yeah, man, how are you?
Man, I can't complain. I've just been hearing so much news about what's been going on around these sports, and especially around all my former players, my former cats. They're like, it's the spring game, it was very anticipated, a lot of anticipation going toward it. And then you just, after the after effects of a spring game, it's transfer portal season. It is definitely transfer portal season, and it's underway. I hate to say it, but it's definitely underway. I'm not going to lie. And I seen that Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, has already been on it. Like, this guy's like, where to find me. And hey, it's not that hard to find, so it's getting a little hectic out here in this college sports and in this the transfer portal process, for sure. And it's a little concerning, not gonna lie, Nick.
Yeah, when COVID started to bring back all those flashbacks, when COVID was going on, we kept hearing about the new normal. Well, the new normal in college sports is that these dudes are just going to keep leaving in droves. And if you survived the initial rummaging of the rosters, now the spring game's over and guys are guys are moving all over the place again. I kept seeing a lot of announcements today about guys switching places, guys entering the portal, guys joining new teams. My beloved RMU Colonials basketball team lost one of their best players today, but they got a real good guy from Gannon up in Erie, Division II. Real good player. I think he might fit RMU nicely. So we'll see what happens with him. But yeah, man, it's just crazy to see how much guys are moving around right now. I won't share too many personal opinions on it because, you know, at some extent you have to respect the decision. At other extents, you have to go, come on, you got to be somewhat loyal to this school that wanted you to be there. But yeah, to each their own, we can debate that all day. And both of us, everyone can make a good argument. But yeah, this is how it goes. But I'm glad the COVID eligibility is over. I think after this sports season, I think after that, everyone with COVID eligibility is going to lose that extra year.
Yeah. So that's
going to stop all these like sixth year dudes who are like 28, not even on their parents' health insurance anymore from playing their ninth season of college ball, at least hopefully. But break down here, man.
Yeah, no doubt. I feel like this whole transfer portal process is definitely something scary. Not going to lie, because it's for high schoolers, it's not looking pretty. Like, you're going to – like, if just say you have a nice high school season, like, you know, you had a good season, I'm being recruited, da-da-da-da. This transfer portal process is taking over. So who would you rather want? From a college coach perspective, would you want a high schooler with, you know, zero to zero experience on that level? Or would you want somebody transferring from, you know what I'm saying, from a Power Five school or somewhere else, you know? It's making the sports, you know, that college level is tough. Mm-hmm. So the getting there as a high schooler is even more hard. Like, it's harder to even get there because of the transfer portal. And then that transfer portal process itself, after being in it, you know, myself, it's definitely, it's getting a lot tougher. And, you know, just to speak on, you know, all these different athletes hitting the transfer portal, you know what I'm saying? It's, just go somewhere where you know you'll, you know, where you want it, where you know it, you'll touch it, and you have a good time, where you have fun, and, you know, where the coaches respect you. You know, it's tough. It's a tough business, but at the end of the day, you just got to keep swimming. You just got to keep swimming. Swim your own race, you know. Then you just got to keep on swimming your own race. You know, there might be obstacles, just like the transfer portal. It's an obstacle, but you'll reach 42 all the way, Sydney. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. For those maybe who didn't know, I would assume you know, but we'll say the names anyway. Christian Valliere left. Solomon DeShields, linebacker, is in the portal. And the one that started this recent trend, Deion Hayes, the defensive end, one of the biggest names to come back, or so we thought. Yeah. Him and DeShields, both, man. Both of them were supposed to be huge anchors on that defense. Valliere was, you know, he was going to start behind Nate Yarnell, maybe Holstein, the new Alabama transfer they brought in. But, yeah, those other two, DeShields and Hayes from the defensive side, that was huge. I don't know how you make up for either of the impacts they would make on this field, but somehow Pitt's going to have to find a way. There's some, I don't know, confirmed stories on what – Zay, I know you have ears to the ground and – or talking to some of these guys, and I'm not going to make you share anything that you're hearing behind the scenes. but, you know, there was a story in the paper today, the Post Gazette Online, that, you know, Alliance 412, the Pitt NIL collective, had made Hayes one of the biggest paid guys in all of college football, and he was committed. And then some concerns about the offense, apparently, is what kind of made him scared, and he wanted to win now and didn't want to use that year to watch a rebuild, which is fair, mm-hmm. but maybe don't make it seem like you're going to be back. Don't let things progress that far and kind of talk the fan base in that way. But, yeah. You know, I feel conflicted. I feel conflicted about that.
I definitely feel conflicted too, and a little flabbergasted. You know, it's the Pitt defense has took a huge hit. Like, I'm not going to lie. They took a huge hit. And it's something where, you know, as a person looking outside in, you know, it's like, why right after the spring game too? It's because it's a rebuild. You know, they're in that rebuild process where they just got all these different coaches, all these newcomers coming in. You know, it's the off season and the spring game is supposed to, you know, open up the eyes, but there's something going on within the locker room, or there's something that, you know, these defensive and these, all these players are seeing that we're not, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, to see Deion, that's big, you know, it's a big hit to the defense. And then Solomon, those are my two teammates that I came in with, or they came in a year after me, but they're dogs and they're tough players to lose on defense. And, you know, getting the rumors, hearing what's going on, it's actually like all the cats that hit me up, and you know, my roommate Bam, the DN, you know, it's kind of scary. You know, we say these things, all these predictions and stuff, but once you hear like actually what's going on and everything about like how it's going, it's like it sounds good. You know, it's a sound good. And you want to believe that their season's going to go, but once you hear that rebuild process, it's like, you know, it gives you a scratch on the head a little bit, because it's like, you know, I want this season to go the way it is supposed to go, but, you know, people jump over ships, you know, people jump, walk the plank and jump early, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, we're still going to stay solid with H2P. You know, I still have my parlay with them winning the whole season. I can't go back on my word. I gave you my word, Nick. I gave you my word, and I'm going to stick with it. I still believe in them. You know, even that all this stuff may happen, it's just going to make a better story for what the outcome will be. You feel what I'm saying? So I think that all this, you know, it's going to happen. Negativity may happen, but at the end of the day, you know, we just got to keep on H2Ping, hailing to Pitt. And, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. That transfer portal is crazy, bro. Crazy.
Yeah. It's been a wild off season so far. There are some guys that stuck around, you know. Now you're going to wonder, that seeing some of their longtime teammates jump, you know, are they going to jump? You know, Gavin Bartholomew, him, and some of these other offensive players now, maybe seeing some of the key defensive centerpieces go. Do they get hot or cold feet, excuse me, and consider jumping now, seeing that maybe they're not going to be as good as they thought? Maybe this rebuild's going to not be as sudden as they anticipated. Those right. are questions we will not find out an answer to for a couple days or weeks, maybe even months. But, you got to be a little nervous from the outsider's standpoint of seeing some of these guys jump this early after a spring game, which obviously isn't the be-all, end-all, but it's a good indication of, you know, how things have progressed over spring practices and whatnot, obviously. And now that they've seen everything kind of out there for all to see, and they get worried and jump right away. It's not a great sign, but also you don't want to take too much away from it. You know, maybe these guys just decided this isn't the best opportunity for me, and now that I've thought about it, I'm going to jump, and it just happened to correlate with everything. You hope that's the case, but maybe most likely it's not. But, you know, you hope it's just some guys who don't want to use another year of eligibility for a rebuild. They want to go somewhere and maybe be on a team with a winning resume. But we'll see.
Yeah. At the same time, you know, you got to put an account where, you know, their family stands, and, you know, it could be putting themselves in a better position for themselves and their family. So it's a lot of things to take into account. You know, if you're a diehard Pittsburgh, you know, fan, you know, I mean, don't take it the wrong way. It's just, it happens like this. We're athletes, you know, we can't be superheroes sometimes, you know, we have to be Clark Kent.
Wow. That was deep. That was deep. Speaking of the spring game,
yeah,
was last weekend. Saw some clips. Unfortunately, wasn't able to watch the whole thing.
Yeah,
but
It was actually pretty good. I didn't get to finish it, but I know it started really pretty. I know it started pretty good. I see my man DC Carter with the nice little touchdown on the running back. I was like, oh, okay, DC. He came in. That was my class. He came in with my class. DC was, I think it was like 20. I was like 2019. Yeah, man. So it was good seeing my man get in the end zone. And as a receiver standpoint, my man's Kenny Johnson, that little sophomore, he's probably going to do a lot of damage, man. Shout out to him. He had 6 receptions, 77 yards, and a little tutty. So shout out to him. And Gavin had a little 2-reception, 45-yard grab. I was like, okay, I see my boys going crazy. I love the receiver yards and everything like that. So it looks pretty good, and at the end of the day, it sounds good, Nick. It sounds good. That's what's, like, scaring me a little bit.
That it sounds good.
Yeah, because looks can be deceiving, but it can also sound good. You feel me?
I do feel you. I got McIntyre. He got that nice pick, 6 tackles on the day. Looking in on that QB battle, Nate Yarnell, pretty good. 12 of 16, 108 yards, a touchdown, no picks. Yeah. I think his longest pass is 34 yards. Vaire went out with a nothing burger, 0 for 6, unfortunately. Oh, yeah. Not trying to make fun of him at all, but not a very compelling argument on the way out the door. Holstein, the Bama transfer I mentioned earlier, he went 10 of 23 for 128 yards, touchdown, and an interception. So that's kind of what I was focusing on. You mentioned Carter looks pretty good in some of the clips of him that were circulating around. Gavin Bartholomew, Kenny Johnson, that's exciting to see. Those are two guys I think people have kind of had circled all offseason as guys that can really help this offense and Cade Bell kind of make this transition. So good to see them make a decent impact on this game right away. On this team right away. The impact in that game wasn't anything you're going to write home about. But, some good stuff there. Some good stuff.
Yeah, it definitely is like, don't – hold your horses. You know, people listening, hold your horses. Don't get too excited, but it's something to look forward to. But don't get too excited just yet. Just, you know what I'm saying, stay active. Active, you know. Listen in, tune in onto them. You know, we're just going to always be pushing for the best for Pitt. There may be negativity now. It's going to get better later. Just know that it's going to get better later.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Pitt's a team that I think kind of cycles. They get some guys there for a while, and every 2-3 years or so, they have a pretty damn good team. This year might be another rough year, but next year, if these guys believe in the system, they get the right guys to stay. Next year, the year after, and that, I think they could be a really good football team. So this year might also be kind of tough. I'm not writing them off right now either, by the way. Don't think.
No, we still have them beating SMU.
Oh, that was never a question. but I mean, you know, this year could be tough. There could be some really bad growing pains, but I think you need to buy in, and I think you need to trust what they're doing here. And, you know, 2 years from now, 2026 season, I think this is going to be a team that you kind of see reach their full potential once everything gets in motion and the right pieces are in place.
Yeah, just like everything. It takes time, everybody. Don't panic. Don't hit the panic button. It takes time. Just like it was for Nemo getting to P. Sherman, it took time, guys. Just relax, all right? I know everybody's a little hasty. They want to see greatness now, but greatness takes what, Nick? It takes...
Takes time? Yes.
Takes time. So, guys, hold your horses. Don't jump off the bandwagon. It's going to take some time, though. That's what I got to say about that, man. That spring game was... It came and it went. Mm-hmm. Thumbs up.
Pitt did want to mention this really quick. Pitt's targeting a Arkansas State transfer, a defensive end, maybe to replace Hayes there already. Kieron Crawford, again, from Arkansas State. He has two seasons of eligibility left. Last year he had 45 tackles, started every game. So 13 games, 45 tackles. Could be a nice little piece there. But, yeah, it's going to keep an eye on how they kind of replenish this roster because – the portal can take, but the portal can also give. So let's see what they can cook up down.
I like that. The portal can take, but it can also give. I like that. You know what? And that's what we have to have. Don't, even though they lost, you know, a couple of guys, you know, big name guys, just got to think positive. Think positive. The portal is a positive place most of the time. So let's just think positive, and I really hope that they bounce back and the portal blesses them even more. So hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
For sure. Well, all right, folks. You got everything you needed. You got the Wallaby Way reference. You got an update on Pitt football. I feel there's one thing missing, Zay. If you can just fill me in. I feel there's one thing.
You know, they definitely have to brush their teeth.
You're right.
I'm sorry. It just has to be done. If you didn't brush your teeth, I could smell it through the podcast. It just doesn't smell good. So make sure you guys use Colgate, whatever, floss, and then use deodorant.
Take care of yourself. Have some self-respect. Self-respect. That's Zay. I'm Nick. You've been wonderful. We'll see you next week with hopefully some more uplifting things to talk about.
No,
we appreciate you as always. We'll see you next.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island.
He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.